This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Happy Friday to you. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Has this NBA playoff served as proof of concept for the Rockets' trust in the process? 713-572-4610. As a now everybody's just playing name a female team owner, which cool. I mean, I'm good with it. I am 100% good with that. Shout out to all them folks. Obviously, Gail Benson now with her husband Tom Benson passing for sure. Somebody also reminded us like, yeah, man, that fighting happens, man. When that when that the person who's at the top passes, and you just got a
money man.
Hey, we seen a whole series Succession
money
about that,
and You say money. We've seen it happen with people that don't have money. You not in your family seen somebody pass and then 100%. That people fight over that house?
Oh, Susie took the TV.
Oh, I've told the story here. My brother.
It gets real nasty in these streets, man. It gets real nasty. Once we start talking about assets.
You don't want to know the details.
Now, imagine if that asset is a multi-billion dollar football team.
What did Cheryl do with grandma's furniture?
Dude, there's 5-6 billion out there.
Yeah,
people gonna fight.
I told my sister once mom and dad pass away, we gotta chill out. We ain't doing all that fighting over this and that.
That's why y'all gotta have those conversations. You gotta get like Jim. Like, all right, you gonna handle this. You gonna handle over here. You gonna handle over here. Y'all gonna play nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Who gonna take this? This going over to her. Yeah. I'm gonna take. We gonna have that conversation before. Ain't got time to be bickering over some junk.
That's right. Y'all play nice. A person who is playing very nice. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander last night. He gets named MVP and then he goes out and drops 38 of them things.
I was glad to see that.
SGA is one of those dudes that again, not a lot of people love because of the play style, because he's got great body control, but he uses it in a dark arts kind of way. And so you have that, right? And he is one of those guys that developed out of a place that I don't know that people viewed him as instantly he's going to be a superstar. I mean,
he didn't look at himself that way.
There's conversations.
He said it in the post game,
I think I was looking at a Sam Presti kind of quote. Obviously, Sam Presti is the executive that runs the Oklahoma City Thunder. I saw a quote from maybe 2017, 2018, something like that. Mm-hmm. When they moved on from Russell Westbrook, and he just looked in the gym and it was just Shai in there getting shots up, and he was like, man, this kid probably is going to be something. And here he is, something, right? But he was started with the Clippers and they were willing to trade him in order to get Paul George, and lo and behold, I imagine they wish that they had that one back. You look at Tyrese Halliburton. In fact, I think Ron started the show on The Drive yesterday kind of asking the question, is he the next Steph Curry in that? Not that he'll be Steph Curry in play style, but that a superstar that comes out of nowhere. And then you look at Jalen Brunson, second round pick. A dude that was small out of Villanova, even though like he had that, you know, the experience in Villanova winning championships, people looked at him like, all right, what is he going to be? Maybe a backup point guard, maybe a nice starting point guard. And apparently he's carrying a team to the Eastern Conference Finals. And all of this is to say, the superstars that are looking at this outside of Anthony Edwards out of Georgia, where very early on it felt like that's the dude. All these dudes are kind of guys that have come out of nowhere. Does that serve as some level of validation to the Rockets in if they indeed stick with the idea that we're just going to let this thing grow and see if we get a superstar that grows out of nowhere?
Man, I love this question. I really do, because to hear Raphael Stone talk about it, the answer is yes. I don't know if that's what the rest of us feel. And the difference to me, look, I know they've been in the league longer. They've been able to develop these skills. But you always could sense that they had that in them. You know, I know Halliburton, most overrated and all that, but he had that in him, you know, in terms of just what you could see from him. And obviously, you know, SGA as well. I think the question here is, does Jalen Green have it in him? And I don't know how many people.
Oh, you assume that it's just Jalen Green is the answer here?
Well, I think that's the presumed answer, right?
I think there's people, actually no, at this point, I think that there's people that might still point to the idea that Jalen Green can become better, and maybe that's the organization still looking mm-hmm. at as well. I think the answers, if I'm ranking them, for guys that you go, maybe this guy can become that. Mm-hmm. Amen Thompson, because Amen Thompson has the defensive profile, he has the athleticism, the only thing that you're really looking for is, can that handle come along better to the place where also can he add a shot to it?
The scoring other than finishing.
Right. And if those things, and when I say handle, because he's already, like, he came in where people were wondering, can he be mm-hmm. a point guard? So, like, the handle at that level, right? The handle of, I have high usage rate because I'm going to be the distributor, I'm going to be the initiator, and then also the shot. That's the first one, I think. And then Alperen Şengün is a place where he's reaching a certain place, mm-hmm. but does he then have another level? Does he have, because, I mean, you could ask the question, like Tyrese Halliburton was in that place at one point where people referred to him as good, as a star kind of player. Mm-hmm. But this is a different level that we're seeing from him in the clutch. Jalen Brunson even reached a certain level as, oh, man, he's a really good guard in this league. And then he took it up to another level when he got to New York and was like, oh, okay, this is different than we had anticipated. And I think the answer in a non-committal way is maybe a validation, because, yes, you can look at those guys and see the ways in which they have stepped up and become even better. The thing that I have here, though, is look at those particular situations and see how they came to be.
Mm-hmm.
When you look, let's start with the Pacers, right? Because I think that's been a very fun team to talk about. Tyrese Halliburton has become this. Where was Tyrese Halliburton drafted?
Where was
like that? 18th or something?
Yeah, where was he? Somewhere.
Not where, but like literally to what team?
Oh, Sacramento?
The Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
What did they do to acquire him? Who did they send in the acquisition of him?
Sabonis.
Domantas Sabonis mm-hmm. was supposed to be their star.
Yeah.
Like, that was supposed to be the guy that they were driving up to. And they looked up and they were like, this guy is good, and he will reach level. He has been very good, Domantas Sabonis. Domantas Sabonis has been an all-star
in
this
game. Yeah, he's been solid.
They traded him away for Tyrese Halliburton, and you could see there's no one looking back at that trade.
Yeah.
Like, does that not feel akin to kind of some of the things that we're talking about here with some of these young guys? All right, I'll take you. Let's go to New York. They went and acquired Jalen Brunson. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that's not going to be exactly the same, but I think that you get what I'm saying. Like, they saw a guy who, yes, we believe that there's a level of jump in him, but they went and they had to acquire him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that when I look at those, I go, yes, you might still have an opportunity to have a jump in it, but then the question then becomes, do you have the right guy for that jump? Because there's times where you have a guy that you're invested in that you go, maybe this guy can jump, but maybe you look up and you go, but that guy over there probably has a better shot at doing this with what we have.
And who would that be on this squad is the question. You know, who has that ability where you can look at him and say, I could see that jump? You mentioned, you know, Amen Thompson. There's some real questions about, you know, what he can be off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Offensively.
That's the one for me, because I do like the idea of him potentially becoming an even better distributor, right?
Can he be that?
That,
like, should GMs look at him and say, oh, yeah, that's going to be an offensive player?
He's so good, man. He's such a good basketball player. Yeah. I think the shot is the thing that scares me. And I've mentioned this stat before. Mm-hmm. This dude shot 25% from three, which is not like, okay, it just needs to get better. That's putrid in the modern NBA. Yeah. Like, that is bad. And that's not even on volume, right? Because mm-hmm. that's a tough thing also. Even if you get your shooting percentages up, you need to be able to do it at a high volume for mm-hmm. what we're talking about here. We need you to be able to put up five, maybe six three-pointers a game and do it at that high volume. And that's a far place to jump.
Yeah.
And you also, I mean, maybe you go, all right, well, he has it in him. He just needs to refine it. The question that I typically come, or the place that I typically look to there is free throw shooting, because that is as much of a vacuum as you can get, isolating the variable of just your shooting mechanics. And even that, he's in the 60s when it comes to percentage of free throw shooting. It's just under 70, to be fair.
That's my point. But can he ever become an offensive player?
That's the thing that worries me. From the 713, a question that I've kind of had, and I don't know how fair it is to him, but is Şengün less baby Jokic and more baby Sabonis?
That was the next point I was going to make. Yeah. Let's go to Şengün now. And I was really impressed. I don't care what anybody says. I was impressed with his postseason. I mean,
100%.
Some people question about some of the shots he missed.
Can I ask you what impressed you most about his performance?
I think his willingness. I think his willingness to be that guy and take over as much as he could. And he did. You know, he absolutely did. And that's a gene. You know, that's something that you're coached to do certain things, but it's also a gene to be able to do that. Certainly there are things that you'd like to have seen more of. But when you look at Şengün, is that the ceiling? He's still very young.
I don't know. I don't think it's the ceiling, actually. I was going to say, I don't know if it's the ceiling. I don't think it's the ceiling. And it better not be, because one of the things that would make it really problematic if it's the ceiling is his inefficiency around the rim, at least this season, right? He has enough of the footwork. He has enough of an understanding of, you know, his body and how he works to be able to get himself to that place. And I just got to imagine that he finishes at a higher degree. But I do think that I do wonder what is that next level, because the size is solid, but I don't think that he is dominant and imposing per se.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see a potential uptick in his passing that moves him closer to kind of that feeling of a baby Jokic.
Yeah.
And so I do still, this is why I go maybe and not no on the idea of the way that these other teams have found their jump and found their way to build around those guys and found themselves in the conference finals. I do see a jump that's still in there for him. Him being at the center of it, especially being a center, how good do you have to be as a center to have that kind of game but still be a high level? Because we're looking at like a Joel Embiid, who is a very incredible center that has not made it past the second round of the playoffs. Now, of course, injuries factor in there, but also even when he is healthy, he has those issues. But then Jokic, who is literally the best player in the world,
didn't get there.
Is that what just this year? Is that what it requires to have a center at that level in this modern NBA to do that? Mm-hmm. Like, that's the question I have with Şengün, because I can see the jump, but can he get to it? Does it have to be that level of center play?
Well, that's kind of my point. I mean, it does have to be that level. And so the other question that I think has to be asked is are you willing to take that risk? Like, hey, I believe Amen can do this. Hey, I believe Şengün can take the next step. Hey, I believe what we saw in Jalen Green is going to be exactly opposite of what he ends up becoming. I don't know if you can take that risk, take that chance.
Yeah. I don't know. That's the thing that I've been kind of pondering on, watching all of these kind of young, talented players, these young stars that the NBA is kind of handing this thing over to. Anthony Edwards, who even him, he is one of those guys that, because of his style of play and the reminiscence to MJ in some degrees, we're giving him a lot of love. He's still got some development for him as well, like as a playmaker, but he is incredible. Man, he had this one, it looked like he was trapped in the corner, gets out, like drives baseline, Euro steps the Caruso trying to draw a charge, finishes with the offhand, just incredible stuff there. Tyrese Halliburton, Jalen Brunson, and you see those guys jumping, and I'm just like, do you have that guy? Even if you know that those guys can still make that kind of leap.
You said maybe. NBA. I'm going to say no, Figgy.
I'm gonna say no. I feel like, and when we talk about the other teams, I feel like they had a lot of young players around them that was kind of picking up the slack a little bit too. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like. I felt like with OKC, we wasn't forcing SGA to be the guy. It was just, he kind of grew into the guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he kind of grew into an MVP thing. I feel like right now we are trying to force a person to be the guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that's the, I don't know if he is the guy or not, or it needs some time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Şengün needs to broaden his game. going through him playing 90 style ball, playing for twos. Again, the Jokic thing is the thing that you look at as the platonic ideal of what mm-hmm. he ultimately can be. And I'll come back to this, is just, does it have to be at that level in order for it to work? Or can you be 80% Jokic and does it work, right? Can you be 90% Jokic for it to work? What is the level there? And then that's when you cross-reference it, is how far can Şengün
get there. You got to have a good supporting cast for that to work too.
Right, and that's a good one. Is like, also, how do you fit things around him? Is mm-hmm. he, because he's not, he's also a little bit, he's close to, but a little bit different than Jokic in that Jokic is absolutely a center. Şengün, you kind of ask, is he a four? And then if he's
somebody asked that on the text board. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And I do want to give them their credit. That was the 281. Mm-hmm. Then how do you fit around that? Because if he's a four, that means you have to have a five. And in this modern NBA, teams will be able to space. Is Şengün now guarding on the perimeter? Is that, do you mm-hmm. have a, is it a five that is versatile enough to maybe try and play on the perimeter? Like, what happens there? Yeah. So that's another question that the Rockets are going to have to ask. And maybe it's just as simple as, we don't want to make that decision yet, but I think these are the questions that are there for them,
especially if you look around and see everybody else moving forward.
That's also another part of this, right? You have all these other teams that are also going to seemingly be there in mm-hmm. contention. Are you able to contend at that level?
That's the scary part right there. Mm-hmm. Like, it's one thing saying, "Hey, let's give it time and all that stuff," but if you look around, look who's in the conference finals. Mm-hmm. Like, people are moving past you at this
point.
And
look who's coming up.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping on a Friday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.